number, item number one is the report and possible discussion on quarterly activity, report by Wells Fargo, John Haas, our Chief Financial Officer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. This is the normal quarterly report by our trustee, Wells Fargo Trust Services. You received the document in your diligent materials. It's a one-page document. It really just summarizes the activity for this case for the quarter ending 2/28, which is our normal. That actually turns out to be the end of our plan year. That's the fiscal year of our plan year. In a minute, you'll see the performance information we'll talk about will actually be more current. It'll be 3/31. But this is as of 2/28. It basically shows the number of participants in the plan, including the retirees. as of this quarter, there were 97 retirees receiving benefits. You can see the different categories of benefits that they being paid, receiving their monthly benefit checks. Total participants in the defined benefit portion of the plan were 367. You can see the distributions for the quarter, which of course represents 3 months of payment, $376,000. You can see that this particular quarter is the period where we actually make the contribution if required by the actuary, and there was a required contribution this year that we made, that the Brazos River Authority made, $222,000 and some odd, and nearly $223,000, bringing the account balance to a little over $20 million for the defined benefit portion. And then the defined contribution portion, you have a smaller number of participants because there was a number of participants prior, before the DC portion was not begun until 1997. And so there was a number of participants that were, it was a DB plan only back then. So that's why there's more DB participants than DC. And you can see that this entire plan was frozen, as you remember, back in November 2007. So the benefits were frozen at that point. So there was no more DC contributions made. In fact, when it was an active plan, the employees made a contribution, the employer matched that contribution, and if the employee participated in a voluntary 457 plan, which was separate from this plan, but if the employee participated in it, there was an employer match, and that's that third line that says additional employer match. And so there was a potentially third category of contributions made. But none of that has occurred since 2007, so that's why those are zero and continue to be so. But of course, the assets remain in the plan at this particular point. The distributions for the quarter, we do have employees that leave the authority or have left the authority and then choose to withdraw their money after leaving the authority. At some point, you see about $24,000 worth of distributions in the quarter, bringing the balance to $2.7 million approximately. You can see the total balance of both the DB and the DC of a little over $23 million. As of 2/28/2011. So that's the report. Fred Worley is here representing Wells Fargo Trust. If anybody has any questions or other detail about either Fred or myself, I'll answer.
Any progress on separation of the two plans? I know this is a ridiculous question.
No, that's a very good question. It has been, as you all may remember, it's been sent into the Internal Revenue Service a few months back. We are continuing to wait. We would not expect to have any word back yet. I don't know, Monica, what the latest.
They have to contact us with something by June 23rd, I believe it is, and that could just be we're still working it.
Yeah, we got.
What we anticipate we'll probably get on June 23rd, but they did receive them, and now we're just waiting, and they have to give us some notification by mid June.
So they received it, and so they get a letter that they received it.
They received both plan documents and sent a letter confirming that.
We hope to have some report from them, sometime in the next couple of quarters or so. But we'll see. That's the trust report on overall.
When will we get actuarial studies again? As to what our
it's as of two for the year ended 2/28/11.
Okay.
So he's actually working on it right now as we speak. And so next quarter, the July meeting, or it could be at August 1 if we do it at the same time, right? It might be right the first few days of August for purposes of getting investment funds. We'll see, but it'll be end of July, first of August will be when Doug Anderson, who's our actuary, will come and give his report on the actuarial status.
Anybody have any other questions for John?